You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
I hope you folks know how much I love you. There's no one like you. There's no church like this. You're so good to us, and I praise God for you. I know we just prayed, but let's pray again. Father, I need you today, and I pray that you'd put your touch upon my life. Lord, there's a powerful text here today. It pertains to all of us. And I pray that we'd listen very carefully. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you listen for about 10 minutes, and then I'll get to the message momentarily. I want you to see that these verses that we're covering, verse 1 through 12, actually verse 1 through 21, but they all deal with God. Whatever your problem in life, God is the answer. He's always the answer. God is always the answer. If you're drug addiction today, if you're alcoholic, if you're marital problems, if you're health problems, God is always the answer, and he's always an answer, listen to this, for a lifetime. A lifetime. You are going to have sorrows. You're going to have setbacks. Man that's born of woman is full of sorrows as sparks fly upward. You're going to have them. You cannot quit on God. You're going to have adversity. You cannot quit on God. Now notice in introduction that it's all about God. Look at verse 1. He tells us four things. I want you to get into verse 1. But now thus saith the Lord that one created thee. Who created us? Who created us? God created us. O Jacob, and that formed thee. God created us. He made us out of nothing. But form means he squeezed you into a mold. In fact, Psalm 139 says, before your substance was even known to mankind in your mother's womb, God began to form you in that womb. God created us. God formed us. Number one, God what? Created us. Secondly, he what? He formed us. He shaped us. Verse number one. Oh, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. So he created thee. He formed thee. And then he redeemed thee. He bought us back to himself. Number one, what did he do? He created us. Two, he formed us. Three, he... And then look what he says. I have called thee for these. Created thee. Formed thee. I have redeemed thee. I have called thee. That's a wonder. If they've stopped right there, that's a great message. That's just the introduction. When thou passest through the waters. We sang about that this morning. When you pass through the waters, what's your waters you're facing today? What's the heaviness of your heart? I had a widow's luncheon on Friday afternoon with the pastors. I saw all those widows there. One's been a widow 55 years, one 35 years, others more recent than that. But those ladies were there. It was such a blessing to my life. My wife was there, and it was just such a blessing to be with those ladies. But don't tell me it's easy being a widow or a widower. I don't know how sometimes you sleep at night or go to bed at night. I can't imagine being alone in life. But that's where you'll find yourself. And I tell you, the strength of this church is widows that just keep coming to God's house. They're passing through the river. And the Bible says when you pass through the river, what'd you say? Read it together. I'll never leave you nor forsake. God's going to be with you. You're trying to dry out the stand. We have folks here today, you're trying to dry out. And you're shaking in this auditorium today. And you just crave that liquor. And I know that. God bless you, you made a decision to get to the house of God. And the Bible says, "When I'll be with thee, though the rivers, they shall flow over thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Why? For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt to thy ransom. What a mighty God we serve. I don't care what your trial in life. I don't care what your difficulty in life. God loves you. God cares for you. You can count on God. Look at verse 4. Since thou wast precious in my sight. What's the fifth thing? I have loved thee. God created me. He formed me. He redeemed me. He called me. And he loved me. We sing that song. He loved me like I was his only child. When you do not feel lovely and loved by anyone today, God loves you. That dear woman that took her life this week, a young mother of three, she had her life scarred by sin with someone else that scarred her. She couldn't get the victory over it. Bless her heart. And she took her life, left those three kids. It's going to be an awful thing for them. But I want you to know, according to the word of God, God says, verse 5, read verse 5, ready, begin. Fear not. Look at verse 7. Even everyone that called by my name, I have created for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. God made you for his glory. God made the experiences in your life for his glory. Some of those experiences are awful. I'm thinking of so often these days about alcoholics. It's a disease. It's a sin. I understand all that. But it's a stranglehold on your life. And you make a decision. I'm going to go clean. And you go clean for a day or a day and a half or 2 days. And then you're back at it. And I don't like it. I don't understand it. But it's real. Child of God, it's real. But God says, fear not. I love you. I'm with you. Look what he says. Verse number 10. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, whom I have chosen. That's what else he did. He chose us that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Neither was there no God formed thee, neither shall there be after me. Even I am the Lord. Beside me, there's no Savior. I, all the I's here, the personal pronouns, I have declared and saved. I have showed when there's a strange God among you. Wherefore you are my witnesses, saith the Lord. I am God. Yea, in the day I am he. I will work. I am the Lord, verse 15. The Holy One, the Creator. Verse number 19, I will do a new thing. I will make a wilderness and the rivers and a desert. Verse 21, the fourth time he says it, I have formed thee for myself. But then you get to verse 22, our message today. Have you ever thought about walking out on God? Have you ever thought about, I'm just going to chuck the whole thing? Church, the Bible. I don't want to. That's what verse 22 says. But thou, I've created thee, I formed thee, I redeemed thee, I've helped thee. Don't fear, I'm with you. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. Stop right there. It's not where we're going. But God changes the entire tone here. He said, I've done all these things for you. You don't have to fear. Jenna, is that you? I'm sorry I didn't introduce you. I have formed you. I've created you. I've redeemed you. I loved you. I'm your God. I've done everything for you. But the Bible says, but thou hast not called upon me. Why would you not call upon a God that's done all that for you? Look what he says. Oh, Jacob, listen to this. This is our message. But thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. I'm speaking today on weary with God. How in the world could someone, Pastor Everson, get weary with God? After He formed you, after He created you, after He loved you, after He redeemed you, after He called you, after He's chosen you, how, Brother Elihu, could we ever get weary with God? But I'm going to tell you something, friend. You're going to. I don't care if you're the pastor of the church. Sometimes the floodgates that overflow your heart and soul are so great. You get so weary with life. You get so frustrated fighting things. You say, I've been here in July 50 years. I see more of that than staying with God. I've baptized 20,000 people are members of this church that I baptized. We don't have 20,000 here today. You know what happens in life? You lose more than you keep. I go to the jails and I visit, and oftentimes I'm in the jail visiting, and they'll say, "Oh, Pastor," and they begin to weep on the other side as they're unhooked on their chain around their waist, and they, women and men, and they say, "I've made such a mess of my life. Such a mess." And yes, you have. But it's when you make a mess of your life, you need to turn to God. You can't say, "I'm weary with God." How can God get the blame for my actions? The actions of others that hurt us, that offend us. How can God be responsible? So the Bible says, "I'm weary. I'm just so weary. I'm like a thermometer. I'm hot and I'm cold. I'm on and I'm off. I have zeal and I have loss. I am high and I'm low." God says in Galatians 6, "Be not weary in well-doing." My job is to just keep doing well. My job is just to keep doing right. I cannot get weary with God. So what we do, we get weary of the church, and we leave the church for another church. And I understand that I'm not the only church in town. There's other churches. I'm just saying, another church is not your answer. Another religion is not. I was witnessing to an inspector this week, and she might be here. And that inspector told about how her parents were religious people, not Baptists, not Christians, but religious people, and they were frauds and they were phonies, and they're both dead. And so she's anti-God. But you know what? I won her heart. I think you were there. But I just think the lady is not anti-God. She's hurt. And she's weary. And she's tired. And so she takes it out on God. You cannot, please mark it down today, you can never take any experience and take it out on God. I'm weary of God. I'm weary of life. I'm weary of what God can do for me. Weary, you know, weariness is oftentimes associated with the physical. I've mentioned this three times, I think, in my ministry. 40 years ago, when Ronald Reagan was shot, God put a thorn in the flesh, physical thorn, in my life. It kept me up all night last night, this thorn in the flesh. And it's painful. But I want you to know, though God gave me a thorn in the flesh, it's for His honor, for His glory.
Amen.
Maybe you have a thorn in the flesh. It's been given by God, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. "Most gladly will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me."
Yes.
Well, what is it in your life that you're facing? So I went to a doctor 40 years ago. And he said, "By the age 60, son, you're going to be in a wheelchair, if not long before that." Well, I'm not in my 50s or 60s. I'm not in a wheelchair. I feel this pain every moment of my life. Standing here, I feel it. But I'm not in a wheelchair. You know, when he said that to me, I said, I'm not going in a wheelchair. I refuse to. But he said, Pastor, you don't sleep, right? I said, I don't. He said, you're going to have to be very careful. Because when you're physically not feeling well, you'll make foolish decisions. I'll never forget him saying that. And he said, do I need to give you some medication? Mary's shaking her head. No, no. That's not going to help me. He said, but you're very depressed. I said, I'm not depressed. He said, you are depressed. I said, I'm not depressed. He said, but I know you're very depressed. I said, buddy, let me just tell you something right now. I am not depressed. You know, when you're physically, you be careful. You make foolish decisions when you're physically at. Some of you have physical pain. You're going to have to be careful. Some of you cannot sleep. So you take a downer at night to go to sleep, and you take uppers in the day to get going in the daytime. You're going to have to be careful. I'm not a doctor. I can't recommend anything. I can't tell you what to take or what not to take. But I would read the side effects. They have these side effects for antidepressants. Number one is always suicidal thoughts. I don't want suicidal thoughts. Now, some of you I can think of suicidal thoughts, but I can't there. When you're physically, that's what Job's wife said, honey, why don't you just curse God and die? Job, the next chapter, that chapter, he said, naked came I in this world and naked shall I return. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. I'm okay. You know what? The next chapter, he says, here's what he says. I am weary of life. Jacob lost his houses, he lost his lands, he lost his 10 kids, he lost his in-laws, he lost all of his sheep, all of his cattle, he lost all of his wealth, he lost his health. And in that physical time, when he was not doing well, he said, I'm weary of life. I'm tired of it all. Look, secondly, not only physically, but spiritually, Demas was a good man. Demas was with Paul just a year or two before in Colossae as he was preaching to the church at Colossae, and a great thing. And he was in the revival meeting serving God. But you get to chapter 4, verse 10 of 2 Timothy, it says, Demas hath forsaken me. Demas quit the ministry. What was the reason why he quit the ministry? A spiritual reason. You're going to have to be careful when you're going through the waters that you don't make a spiritual decision that's foolish. You're going to have to be careful physically when you're going through spiritual waters, deep waters, that you don't make a foolish decision. And then there's emotionally. Sometimes you get yourself all worked up. I'm so weary of life. I'm weary of being alone. I'm weary of tired. I'm tired of never having any money. I'm tired of always having poor health. I'm tired of not having a mate. I'm tired of being a widow. I'm tired of being a widow. I'm tired of it all. You're a prime candidate to say, God, I'm weary with you. In closing, let me give you a few thoughts. One, never quit on God. Go home and take your dictionary out and cut that word quit out of your dictionary. Just cut it out. Don't keep the word quit. I want you to pray with me. Because my job, my task in life, whatever the future holds, I want to be faithful to God. God rewards faithfulness. I don't know what the future holds with my wife or myself. I don't know what the future holds with my children. They're all serving God. They're all so special. I could hardly wait for you to see Tim tonight. Such a good pastor. I can't wait for you to see Tiffany tonight. She's such a good pastor's wife. Tabitha, our daughter, who serves with us here with her husband. Such good people. But the day may come that all my kids deny God. I am not going to deny God by the grace of God. We have 14 grandkids. They're all in church this morning. Every one of them in church this morning. But there may come a day, God forbid to even have to say this, that one becomes an alcoholic or a drug addict or rejects the faith of their mom and dad. And I don't know how I'd ever preach. I don't know how I'd ever stand up and preach with that sorrow in my heart. But it's not God I'm going to quit on, ladies and gentlemen. God never quit on me in 21 verses there. God said, I'm with you. Every storm, every trial, every sorrow, every heartache, every disappointment, I'm with you. Count on me. Don't ever quit on God. Stay faithful to God. Ask these white-haired people around here, bald-headed people around here. Ask these elderly people around here. They have all had sorrows, but they haven't quit on God. The second thing I want to say, do not allow yourself to become weary with God. Have you ever had a time where God's silent towards you? I've had it. Brother Manna, I've had it where I'm right with God. I'm praying and asking God for help. And it feels like my prayers are not getting past the ceiling. They're bouncing off the ceiling. They're not penetrating heaven. But it's at that time when I'm not getting answers to prayer. I've got to decide that I'm not going to charge God foolishly. I'm not going to get weary with God. Do not allow yourself. And thirdly, and I'm done. Remember that God is never the problem. I knocked on the door of a man years ago, and he said, I was a Baptist deacon, but I'm done with God. I remember talking to him over here right before you get to El Camino. I said, how can you say that? He said, I prayed, and God didn't answer my prayer. I prayed that my mother would be healthy, and God didn't answer it. He took her instead. I'm done with God. How in the world can you be done with God? When God formed you, kids, God formed you. And God created you. And God redeemed you. And God's chosen you. And God loves you. How in the world could anything else capture our attention today? What a powerful verse. Look at it again, please. But thou hast not called upon me. Always call upon God. Oh, Jacob. But thou hast been weary of me. Don't be weary with God.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.